Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Doctors and public health officials have known for years that if more people agreed to donate their organs in case something, God forbid, happens to them, there would be more organs available, therefore there would be more people saved by the availability of transplanted organs from kidneys to hearts and lungs and other tissue. Israel has a very low rate of organ donation for a variety of reasons and has started a new program meant to encourage more organ donations. And starting next year, people who volunteer to donate their organs when they die will be higher on the waiting list if they ever need a transplant. They'll be favored. It's a preference for people who are actually donors, and they're exploring it in Israel. And to talk about it, we've invited onto the program Professor Jacob Lovey, one of the main advocates of this new plan. His article in the medical journal The Lancet outlined the new Israeli proposals on organ donation. He joins us now from Tel Aviv. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, John.
Also with us from Washington is Dr. Sally Satel. She's a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington and is also an organ recipient. Dr. Satel, good morning.
Hi.
So, Professor Lovey, let's talk a little bit about how this preference would actually work. I'm assuming that if two people are there who both need a kidney, one of them is a donor, the other is not, the donor, the person who's agreed on their driver's license or whatever, would have a preference. How does that work?
Well, that's correct. We have conceived a very simple, as a matter of fact, scheme whereby people will maintain their medical priority as it has been always. However, if an organ comes by, let's say a heart or a liver or a lung, and it's suitable for two medically identical recipients, and one of them is possesses a donor card, an Israeli donor card, he will be the one who gets the organ rather than his counterpart who hasn't signed a donor card.
How, Dr. Sally Satel, is this something of a crossing of the Rubicon for organ donation programs, if we're thinking globally here, and particularly in the United States?
Well, actually, it's really not. We give preference in our system all the time. You recall the story about Steve Jobs back in June when he got a liver transplant, and he obeyed a perfectly legal option, which was to apply to as many transplant centers in the country as possible. And that is a legal option. Frankly, it's something only more wealthy people can take advantage of, and I would have too. I'm not criticizing Mr. Jobs. One does everything to save one's life. But the point is, there's nothing new. We also give preference to people who have already donated while alive. They skip to the top of the list in the rare case they need an organ in the future. So this is not a novel idea.
Well, is it though novel to create a preference that works across the board, that wouldn't just favor rich people or people who know how to work the system in these more obscure ways?
No, because as I said, people who give an organ while alive already get that preference. And also, our United Network for Organ Sharing that's basically monitors the transplant establishment here, they're also considering a new allocation procedure whereby organs go to people who will get the most use from them.
All right. Well, Professor Jacob Lovey in Tel Aviv, Dr. Sally Satel is suggesting that this isn't a terribly novel, that Israel might be behind the rest of the world here. Why is that not the case?
Well, no, John. Actually, we got the idea from the UNOS, who, as Dr. Satel mentioned, prioritizes patients who have donated while alive. The unique and new thing about the Israeli law, that it's the first time in the world that we prioritize people who are pronouncing their wish to be organ donors following their death. That hasn't been done before. It has been suggested several times, but no nation has done it before. And as we in Israel, relatively a small country, have a unique situation whereby all recipients are listed with Israel Transplant. That's a national donor organ organization. And as well as all donor cards are listed with them. So we really will have a unique opportunity to see whether or not such scheme will increase our really low 45% organ donation rate, which is low compared to any other Western country.
And we'll have to see if it does have that impact. Dr. Sally Saitel, some have suggested that a full market kind of approach to organ donations would actually be the only real solution to significantly improve the availability. What do you say about that?
That was me. But before I get to that, I must say I wasn't criticizing in any way Israel for being behind the curve. In fact, I think it's wonderful what they're doing. They're approaching it in a pilot manner. They're going to study it in 2 years to see if, in fact, it did increase donors. And the stark reality, and this gets to the issue of some kind of compensation program for donors, our stark reality is in this country and every country is that we have to ration organs. And in the case of Israel, it's very reasonable to do this based in part upon a person's willingness to help others.
No, I didn't mean to say you were criticizing.
Okay.
I'm just trying to stir things up. You know me.
But as far as a donor compensation regime, that's the kind of policy my colleagues and I have been promoting, and it's really not that new. But as the list gets longer and more people die and the black market thrives, this is something we have to explore. And the general idea here is to have a government-regulated system that might offer someone who's willing to give a kidney to a stranger and save his life to give him a tax credit or a contribution to a 401k account. Or a tuition voucher. They could give the money to a charity of their choice. In fact, there will be no direct cash. And that's the kind of strategy we would like to promote.
How would that go down culturally in Israel, Professor Jacob Levy?
Well, I must only say that the main reason we came up with this scheme is the small fraction of the Israeli population who are what we call free riders, people who are willing to accept an organ, but they would not like to donate one. So in order to overcome this major problem, we came in with this new plan whereby those who are wishing to donate will get prioritized over those who don't.
Well, it involves public health, it involves sociology, and it also saves lives, the availability of donor organs. Professor Jacob Levy of the Sheva Medical Center in Israel, president of the Israel Transplant Society, speaking to us from Tel Aviv. Thanks to you. And Dr. Sally Saitel, resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. Thanks to you as well.